The world is facing a new sort of nuclear crisis. This one doesn't involve Iran or North Korea. The problem is with the global supply of a radioactive isotope used in medicine. The world's Laura Lynch explains.
At London's University College Hospital, doctors peer inside the human body with the help of sophisticated scanners.
Okay, so what's going to happen here is these cameras are going to slowly swing around your body, taking pictures at all different directions.
On this day, a patient is having her heart checked for damage. She's been injected with a small dose of radioactive material that will allow health workers to trace blood flow in the heart. In many tests like this, the radioactive material of choice is an isotope called technetium-99m. Doctors also use the isotope to see if cancer has spread and to test kidney function. In the United States alone, technetium is injected into patients 16 million times a year. But hospitals that do these kinds of tests are facing a problem. There's a global shortage of the radioactive isotope.
I think we're in the midst of a crisis which is actually going to get worse.
Alan Perkins is a medical physicist at the University of Nottingham in England. He explains that hospitals around the world rely on just a handful of nuclear reactors for their supplies of radioactive technetium. The two main reactors are in Canada and the Netherlands. Perkins says the Canadian reactor is currently shut down for repairs until at least next March.
At that point, the reactor in the Netherlands is due to go down for maintenance issues. This was out earlier this year, so it already caused us problems. And so we have a problem, potentially, that if the Canadian reactor is not fixed and the Dutch reactor has to go down, then we have a really serious problem.
There are other smaller reactors in France, Belgium, and South Africa, and a reactor in Australia is expected to start producing medical isotopes soon. But they can't meet the global demand. Companies that provide medical isotopes to hospitals have already had to cut back on their deliveries. Dewey Lewis of GE Healthcare says companies such as his are in a difficult position as they rely for their supply on old and unreliable research reactors.
And we've found ourselves in a position where the industry relies on 5 reactors in different countries around the world, and not in the UK.
And not in the United States either. Some experts in Britain and the US had feared that a lack of domestic supply of the medical isotope might someday pose a problem. But Dewey Lewis says there were plans to head off any global shortage. Canada was in the process of building 2 new reactors.
Unfortunately, due to technical and financial reasons, the Canadian government shut those projects down last year. So we felt there was a light at the end of this big tunnel we were in, and suddenly that light has gone out.
So now global supplies are precarious, and there's no way to stockpile the material because it has a short half-life. The University of Nottingham's Alan Perkins says the dwindling supply has implications for patients.
We have to be very clever in the way that we use the limited materials. It might mean that some patients might have to wait a little bit longer to get the test that they need. And we can also use other tests when available or appropriate.
But does it mean that even right now people are not getting the level of care that they should be getting?
I wouldn't want to alarm any patients at all because the various professional groups and medical teams involved are going to great lengths to ensure those patients that need the tests are getting them.
But Perkins says the shortage is driving up the cost to hospitals and inevitably to healthcare systems.
Okay, that's starting now, so staying very still for the next 15 minutes.
Sure enough, at London's University College Hospital, the shortage is having an impact. Technicians are using another material, thallium, to scan this patient's heart. It works, but not as well as technetium. The hospital is now making choices, limiting the use of technetium to patients who need it most. Other hospitals have had to delay or cancel tests. There are calls for both Britain and the United States to develop their own facilities for producing radioactive technetium, but that solution would take many years. In the meantime, they and the rest of the world will have to hope that the existing reactors don't die too soon. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.